Welcome to Awakening the Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Christian Strang, and today we have your December 2022 Oracle reading. This is our final month in this epochal year of 22. It was a Magdalene year, a year of unconditional love, a year of immense love, and a year where we saw more of the prophecy and the great visions that have been had by great masters throughout the ages coming into form. We continue to see the split in consciousness that's occurring as the third and fifth dimensions become further and further away from each other and allowing a true unity to take place, which is, you guessed it, unity with the divine within all humans who are choosing God, Goddess. They're choosing the path of the divine in whatever tradition, modality, belief system they want to choose. That's right. All that matters is that each individual soul chooses to unite with Source, with God, however they want to do that, whatever they want to call it. All that matters is that they unite with the light while in their body and make their life an expression of the light of Source. So that's what the earth plane is moving into, moving from a dualistic plane, which most of you may argue with me is not being possible. I know a lot of my early teachers said, listen, you know, a lot of folks are really attached to dualism and duality. And some of my early teachers said, you know, you can believe that this is going to happen all you want, but it's not going to happen. The earth will always be a dualistic place. I'm telling you, through my connection with Source and what I've been shown in visions and in my time in meditation, remember, I devoted my life to the divine in 2008, and I'm telling you, they continue to show me that what we're going through is the movement of the earth plane from a dualistic plane to a plane of the light, to a place where the humans are living in harmony with the divine on earth. Now, how long is that going to take? When are we going to see the full manifestation of that when every single soul is there? I'm not betting that it will happen in my lifetime, but I believe it might happen in our children's lifetime. It's very exciting. So you and I are laying the groundwork for that frequency, for the light of the divine to be made manifest through the human form, but we each have to choose it. And you know, choosing it sets up a frequency for your family lineage. That's pretty cool, right? Too, you're also seeding your ancestral line by saying, no, I'm going to choose to unify with Source while here on earth, and I'm going to make my life an expression of that. Really exciting time. So 2022 has been an epic year. I can't even talk to you about 2023 because my spiritual team is just like December. Just focus on December. December is a power-packed month. So much alignment available for you. It's 12-2, 2022 right now, 4:44 p.m. Pacific as I'm creating this for you. Love that alignment. So beautiful. We've got the 12-12 gate. We've got the 12-22. Then we've got the closing of the year as we move into the 2023 frequencies. But again, we can't even talk about 2023 right now because there's still so much that is here for us in 2022. This is probably the first time this has ever happened. So 2022 has been just an absolutely epic year for those of us on the path of the divine. We've seen a ton fall away. I'm going to just throw it out there, be prepared to see a ton more fall away in the month of December. And we'll see what the frequencies feel like in 2023. But this is such a powerful month. And we want to really invite you to make this a month where you double down on your spiritual practice. We had a master class with my coaches just this past week. And the message that came through so strongly from Mary and Yeshua and the team was daily spiritual practice. like just 4x, 10x, 2x, whatever capacity you can, what you typically do for spiritual practice. Because the energies are powerful, they're potent, and your daily spiritual practice helps you stay connected to the divine within you and around you, which allows you to have a more magical, miraculous life unfolding. Since I began doing this work, this is what we've been sharing with you. Like, it's a life of magic. That's just the deal. The loophole in the matrix is God. The loophole in the matrix is the divine, is source, is your spiritual team. You want to have a magical, miraculous life. You're still going to have shit happen. You're still going to have all the things that a life is on planet Earth. You're just going to have a better time than if you're not prioritizing your spirituality. And when you're not living as a spiritual being, you suffer. And if you just want examples of that, just look around at all the humans that aren't yet there. They're suffering, they're struggling. Look at their bodies. Their bodies will tell you they're suffering. You can see it. You can see it in their skin. You can see it in the density in their field. You can see it. So you want to live the most satisfying, fulfilling, authentic life you can possibly live? Get into spiritual practice however you want to. I've got a host of tools and practices and all kinds of things to support you. But you don't have to do my practices. Do whatever practices resonate for your soul. Do whatever practices light you up and do them consistently, which is the number one gap for humans. Consistently, persistently, and resiliently, meaning when you get knocked off your ass, you get back up and back to the practices. When you get discouraged, when you lose faith, when all hope seems gone, you get back up and onto your spiritual practice. Okay, I'm going to get you to the oracle reading, I promise. There's just so much to say about this year. Oh my goodness. Okay, so your oracle reading for the month of December 2022 comes from our oracle, Sacred Love and Sacred Times. It's all about relationships. So this month of December might test your relationships. How are you going to show up for this? Well, good news. We have some tools for you here to assist you. It also presents the possibility for your relationships to go to a deeper level of connection and love and joy and peace and all the good things. So yes, your relationships may be challenged this month. They also may go, because of those challenges, go to new levels of amazing, which is what we're always holding this space for. So I'm going to go ahead. We're right in the middle of this transmission about relationship. I'm not sure how much I'm going to read to you. I just go until Mary and the team tap me on the shoulder and say, I'm complete. So go ahead and take some nice deep breaths. Get yourself settled into the space wherever you're at. If you can, close your eyes. Just allow yourself to go into what we call a receptive mode, which is just allowing yourself to receive, just being curious, noticing what you notice, not needing to figure anything out. Just get to be with this transmission of the light. All right, here we go. At times you get irritated or annoyed or agitated with one another. Or you think you are anyway. And really, underneath those emotions is a deep, sacred love for each other. A deep, sacred love for the other simply because they exist. We would like you to tune more into this emotion than any other emotion. When you find yourself annoyed with another or responding in ways that perhaps you do not even realize why you're responding in such a way, we would call that your unconscious or subconscious at work. We would like you to stop for a minute and place both hands on your heart and ask to be aligned with the deep love and reverence that your non-physical self has for this being. And sure enough, if you call on us, call on your guides and angels of the highest light, you will be able to feel this. And then whatever happened can be quote-unquote dealt with in a way that's far more easeful for everyone. Solutions instantly appear, and sometimes the need to do anything releases as well. We want you to know that the step before you take any action, and especially before you reach out and share, is to feel into and connect to that deep love that you have for the other, and then reach out from that connected place. And if you are far too inflamed to feel that love for them, then think of the divine loving you, or think of your furry friends, or anything that you can love wholeheartedly. Juice up that feeling of love and sit with it, be with it, and let it wash over you. When you do that, you may find that your interactions with this one who you deemed as annoying or agitating in some way is far different now, that they can hear you and receive you in a new, more aligned way, and can honor and align with a solution that honors you both. You're bound to bump around with each other in your environments because you've all agreed to help one another in this way. You bring the unconscious to the conscious for each other. You help to go deeper into your connection with one another with these interactions. What we're suggesting and saying is that before going to any of that, anchor into the tenderness and love that you truly feel for the other, and that will serve you far, far better. This can be difficult. We get that. And we hear some of you feeling, saying that when it comes to family relationships, where what you call triggers may be rampant, or an intimate romantic relationship, if there's momentum, a pattern triggers. And we acknowledge this fully. We know that it can seem challenging to you, and yet we want to invite you, to implore from you, your also divine ability to connect to the divine love that you have for them, or something else first, whatever's easiest, before approaching the situation. At the heart of it all, there is a deep love flowing between you, even those who are hurting or killing each other in this country or in other countries. If they could just stop for a minute and feel into the heart of who they truly are, they would find there maybe only a small spark of love at first, but upon further alignment with it, they would feel a well of love for the other that they are too, quote unquote, supposed to hate or feel that they must hurt to feel safe in who they are. Of course, your only safety lies in your connection to the divine, and you'll not ever find your safety in trying to control someone or many someones in behaving in the ways that you deem are safe. You will feel safe when you let them all off the hook, so to speak, and you instead anchor into your divine connection with Source, with your higher self, with your guides and angels of the highest light. Call on them, be with them. That's where your true safety lies, and where it's always been, no matter how often you've looked to others to make you feel safe or accuse them of making you feel unsafe. At the core of each and every one of you, there is this deep love, this love that knows no bounds. It's the love that binds you together through the web of eternal life. So yes, you may get on one another's nerves. You may feel annoyed or angry or even rageful. But those feelings are merely indicators of your own misalignment. And perhaps that individual is misaligned for you. Perhaps they don't need to be part of your intimate circle or experiences. Or, wink, wink, perhaps the emotion is letting you know that you are misaligned in what you're doing, how you're showing up, what you're offering, or in the form that this occurrence is even occurring. Whatever the message of the emotion, trust that it's giving you information about your alignment, and that you can easily shift that into a place of greater alignment with who you truly are. Tuning in and allowing yourself to feel the love of your brother, sister, friend, lover, mother, father, daughter, son, coworker, loved one, stranger that you quote-unquote do not know will serve you and all manners of solutions will be made available to you when you do so. We hear some of you saying it's just not that easy, and even so, we encourage you to begin to work with this. It's of course a practice that builds on itself, for as you open up to your deep heart love for all beings, as you open up to this deep heart love for all beings, it begins to expand and expand so that you can feel it at greater and greater depths. You were born this way. You were wired this way. You were made this way. You incarnated onto this earth with a deep ability to love and to love each other. You came in knowing that you are love and that your love can extend to all souls. You have this within you. Over time, conditions and experiences may guard up or clog up this ability for you to feel this deep love inside of you, but it's still there. So as you crack it open more and more with these sacred love practices, more and more of it can be illuminated into your consciousness and therefore bring solutions and flow and ease and all manner of friction or tension that you experience can be released. We promise you, it's within you. And we promise you that you can love another very, 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 very much. And you can also choose to be far away from them. You can love another so much and also know that they are not the highest light for you. And that's okay. What's important is that you allow yourself to feel the love, and then from that place, you can choose in or out. Do I want this person in my sphere or swirl, or do I want them far away? Every soul gets to choose. But when you're choosing to push them away from an angry place or a quote-unquote triggered place, as you call it, more and more of them will come to you, either that person or more like them. When you can feel the love that is within you, and bless them from that place, and then feel the misalignment of having them in your world, then they go and they stay gone, and it's easeful and good for you and good for them. Then each of you can live out what you're here to experience separately without ever needing to or having to or even seeing or connecting with one another again. Really, it works like this, and it's so easy. You will be delighted by this, we can assure you. But if you do not take the time to do your personal alignment with love and with source first, then it creates far more bumps, far more potholes even, if we're using that road analogy. And you just don't need to go through that. You have far more important things to do than hang out in Potholeville. Trust us on this one. Go forth and enjoy, and know that you are loved so deeply and so truly by all, whether or not they can express this to you. Take a nice deep breath here. Oh, I love this beautiful reminder. I often find that the souls who annoy me the most are often the ones that my capacity to love is far greater than I could have even imagined, and far greater than the souls that don't annoy me. Because there's something there in that annoyance and that irritation and whatever, that quote-unquote trigger. They have something for you. And when you can connect to that love that is there, whether you like to believe it's there or not, as the transmission said, it's there. You were born with it, this incredible love for each other. When you can feel that first, before you respond, before you talk shit to anyone or post about it or anything it is, if you could just feel how much you love that person, that soul, it's transformative. It is absolutely transformative. There is no one that you cannot love. Every single soul is lovable and worthy and deserving of love, yourself included. So play with that. When you notice yourself this month irritated, annoyed with someone, I like to roll this around in my consciousness, so I'll share it with you. So you feel triggered by, quotes, triggered. Remember, the trigger is in you, so you're pulling the trigger, it's you. So you've got work to do if you're triggered. But just at a very basic level, if you're out at some kind of holy day celebration, someone's really irritating you or annoying you, just play with the possibility that the degree to which you are annoyed and irritated with them is the degree to which you love them. Like, this person is so annoying to me. Wow, you have so much love for them that is unexpressed, it's repressed. Typically, people that are annoying and irritating us are embodied in some area that we haven't yet integrated, and we're fucking furious about it. And so seeing them demonstrating it is annoying AF. So play with this. You know, the agenda, the current agenda loves to tell you who to love and who to hate. And we want you to love everybody because that's who you truly are. And that's who Yeshua and Mary were. That's who Buddha was. That's who all the great masters are. If you plug into Source, you're loving everybody. You're not canceling anyone. You're not denouncing anyone. Even the agenda. You're like, yeah, look at that agenda. Have a good laugh. Keep it moving in the direction of Source. All right, my loves, thank you for being here with us. We've got an incredible month ahead of us. We've got the solstice. We've got the shifting into the new year, as I mentioned at the start of this. Be sure to get your copy of Love Now, our book that was published in 2019. We've got an amazing solstice ritual for you. And we have a really incredible moving into the new year ritual that I've been doing every year for years. So powerful to shift in, tune in to the frequency that the new year is bringing to you and gifting you with. You can get that copy of Love Now, your daily dose of love and miracles, at any of the major retailers. That's been out since 2019. You can get an ebook and also in paperback. It's a huge one. It's a behemoth because you get a daily mantra, prayer, transmission, reading, and then you get rituals for the equinoxes and the solstice. So a great one to have as a daily spiritual text to dip into. If you'd like a free meditation from us or a free transmission, we have a few offerings available on our website, sacred-spirituality.org. So go ahead and check that out. We also have a free transmission for Mary Magdalene available when you pre-order my number 11 book, Love Letters from Mary Magdalene, The Untold Tale of Her Life, Love, and Legacy. We will have pre-orders available. This is for blessed paperbacks. They'll be signed. You'll get them directly from me, not the corporate retailer. So also a great way to support more indie authors on earth and more sovereign creations. That will be available to you through December 22nd of 2022. Then we're going to close out the pre-orders. And then all of you that were so wise to order the pre-ordered paperbacks, you're going to get those before the book even hits Amazon and hits any of the retailers. So we want to honor you and reward you for honoring the sovereign creations and honoring the sacred in form. So again, you can get all those details at sacred-spirituality.org. If this podcast was a benefit to you, please consider making a donation or a gift in the amount that your spirit guides you to assist us in being able to consistently bring you this high vibrational content. Thank you again for listening. As always, I'm your host, Dr. Christian Strang, and this has been Awakening the Podcast.